Amen. Христос воскрес! Christ is risen! So there is this man who is a regular visitor to all the horse races. One afternoon, he noticed an unusual sight. Right before the first horse race, there was a Catholic priest who visited one of the horses in the stable area and gave a blessing on the horse's head. This man watched the horse race very carefully, and sure enough, that blessed horse came in first. The man followed the priest before the next race. Again, the priest went to the stables and blessed another horse on the head. This man quickly put a few dollars on that horse and won close to $100. The priest kept blessing horses, and this betting man kept betting on them, and they all won. The last race of the day was the biggest, and the man saw the priest bless the horse on all parts of its body. The betting man quickly went to his bank and withdrew his life savings, went back to the racetrack, and put it all on that one horse. He watched the race in certain anticipation of leaving a millionaire. Well, during that race, that horse that was blessed stumbled on the gate and stumbled along the whole course, being the last to cross the finish line. This betting man had lost all of his money. He couldn't believe what had happened, so he went looking for that priest. He found the priest and asked him, "Well, what happened to that last horse you blessed? Because your blessing didn't work, I've lost all of my money." The priest replied to him, "You know, that's the trouble with the non-believers. You don't even know the difference between a simple blessing and the last race." My dear people of God, on this Sunday of the First Ecumenical Council, I'm going to discuss with you a little bit about our Catholic faith, and how we must always keep the truthfulness of our faith when we share our faith with one another. That is, I want to remind all of us here that to be a Christian, we must live out our Christian virtues in everything that we do in our lives. That we need to be a good Christian role models to one another. We need to be good examples of Christian leaders to both Christians and non-Christians. In today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we heard these words: "Keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock." The Holy Spirit has given all of you to good. What do these words mean to us today? How can we apply them to our lives? I am sure you have heard many homilies from priests and bishops about the fact that we need to have a good Catholic role models. We all need to have people in our lives who have a deep spiritual relationship with God, who can teach us by the way they live their lives, and how they serve God with their whole mind, their whole heart, and their whole soul. Basically, we all need spiritual directors who can teach us to always be open to God's love for us. Of course, none of us are perfect in this world. We all fall short of spiritual perfection in this life. All of us, even priests and bishops, need to receive spiritual healing through the sacrament of confession. We all need to repent of our sinfulness and turn back to God's mercy and forgiveness. Yet even though all of us on this earth fall short of spiritual perfection at this present time, Jesus Christ has left His Catholic Church for us. He has made sure He has appointed church leaders to protect the fullness of our Catholic faith, to teach others, and to ensure that the church has remained strong in its authenticity and truthfulness. That is why the Gospel of John today, Jesus said, I have made your name known to those who you have given me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. So what is Jesus really saying in this gospel passage to us? What Jesus is saying is that if we want to be true Christians, if we really want to live out our Catholic faith to the fullest, we need to learn what our Catholic faith is all about. We have to learn from our church leaders who God has chosen to preach the Word of God to us. We have to know the articles of our faith. Some of the church leaders we can learn from are the fathers of the First Ecumenical Council that we celebrate today. People like these saints that we see in the icons of our churches. These saints have to battle heretics, the false preachers who corrupted our faith, who taught false teachings about God and Jesus and Mary. We really should read more about these early church fathers. We should learn how they battled these heretics and protected our Catholic faith from lies and falsehoods. We don't want to be like those non-believers in the joke I mentioned at the beginning of this homily. The person who did not know the difference between a simple blessing and the sacrament of the sick. In actuality, every single one of us who are baptized Christians need to take responsibility for the Catholic faith that we are living out and teach it to everyone we meet through our words and our actions. So what exactly is the truth that Jesus has left us to practice in the world today? What does Jesus really want us to do as Christians? Well, many years ago, the worldwide Ukrainian Catholic Church went through a process called Vision 2020, a program that our patriarch Sviatoslav hopes will help us revitalize our parishes, help us to become more joy-filled, more faithful followers of Jesus Christ. From this Vision 2020 process, a Ukrainian Catholic catechism called Christ our Pascha was published to help our children and adults learn about our Ukrainian Catholic faith. Every single one of us should have that catechism in our homes to read up through and to learn what our faith is all about. And a few years ago, all the priests in our eparchy attended a Sobor conference where we ratified the Sobor document based on the principles of this Vision 2020 process. And this became the working document for the churches, the people of Eparchy, to help our churches and parishes become what they are supposed to be. Places where people can worship and work together in the true faith of Jesus Christ. This board document was based on the results of our Parkville survey, on the results of the Vision 2020 meetings each parish had in Epiphany. Yes, it's not going to be easy to implement this document into our parishes, but because this document is based on the truths and foundations of the Ukrainian Catholic faith and guided by the Holy Spirit, it is one very important way to defend our faith from the evils of the world, from all the atheistic attitudes that attack our Catholic Church every single day. I cannot possibly give you all the details of the Sobor document in one very short homily, but I think I can sum it up in the words given by our patriarch Scott Maslow, who said this: who will assure that our parishes are truly vibrant? The bishop, perhaps? Maybe a pastor, together with other members of the clergy? Perhaps this is partially the work of catechists, our consecrated religious, in the monasteries located in the territory of the parish. The answer to this question is very simple. Each and every one of us is responsible for the renewal of our parish communities. Christ's commandments apply to all the faithful Christians without exception. Together, we all form the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. That is why all of us need to be living stones to build our parish community, through which the Church is present where we live. So, my dear people of God, every one of us has the responsibility to work together in our parish to protect the truth of our Catholic faith, to draw people closer to the love of God, to make each other better Christians who sacrifice, who love one another all the days of our lives. Then we can truly sing this song with all of our hearts.
With love our fathers living still, in sky come down, gem fire and soul. Oh,
glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory be to Christ.